did Job respond to all of this calamity? How did he respond? Well, here are some of his responses. He worshipped. Chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. He worshipped God. Is that the first thing that you would think of doing when you're in a situation like him? You fall down and you worship God? He also questioned God. Chapter 7, 17 to 21. That's just an example of where he questioned God. He questions God throughout the book. And you know something? That's okay. It's okay to question God. Job also complained to God. Job 23, verses 2 to 4. You can check it out. God is big enough to deal with this. God's not going to be fazed. He's not going to freak out by the complaints of his children. But then fast forward to the end of the book of Job, to chapter 42. And what was Job's response? He submitted to God. Verses 1 to 6. He worshipped God at the beginning when he heard of the disaster. He submitted to God at the end when he got some understanding of God. In between, in the real life situation, he questioned God, he complained against God, he was battling with us trying to work it out. Now, Job probably never knew the reason for his suffering, that it was satanic in origin. And you can read the first two chapters of the book of Job to get the context in which all this happened. There's no evidence to suggest that Job was aware that God was allowing the evil one to inflict all this suffering on him. And sometimes we don't know the reason for our suffering either. We just don't know. We might never know on this side of eternity. But God's not obliged to tell us. God is God. We are not. You sometimes hear people talking about God's unconditional love for his children. That he loves us, not because of what's in us, but because of his mercy. Do you know, Job's patience, his endurance, his perseverance demonstrate that it's also possible for human beings to love God unconditionally. Just think about it. Despite his questioning and his complaints, Job loved God unconditionally. He didn't say to God, I'll love you, I'll serve you, I'll obey you, I'll follow you. If you make life all right for me again. God did make life all right for him again. But that's not always our experience. I wonder what your answer would be if somebody said, do you love God unconditionally? If you were answering truthfully, I think most of us perhaps would say, no, I don't think I can quite get to that stage. But do you long to love God that way? Would you love to be able to truthfully say, yes, I love him unconditionally. Whatever happens, I love him. I will serve him. I will follow him. I will be faithful to him. Wow. If that's the desire of our hearts, then that is great. What then is the outcome of patience? Verse 11. James writes that those who persevere are blessed. That is, they receive God's favor and approval, and they reach a deeper understanding of God's compassion and mercy. If you want to find out more about people who patiently endured difficulties, who kept going and persevered through tough times, read the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and then go on to read and act upon the first verse in chapter 12, which says this: let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. James and I spent most of yesterday afternoon watching the Tour de France. And we really just wanted to get photo shots of Yorkshire. The race that was marked out. These guys had a race marked out for them, yeah? from Harwood House through to Otley, Ilkley, Skipton, up into Yorkshire Dales National Park, and so on. And they persevered, didn't they? They persevered. If any of you watched it, you saw the guy out, broke away at the very front, and he was ahead for all the time. He got the King of the Mountain award, didn't he? And as he was going up, Butter Tubs, this very narrow, twisty part of the Dales, he was going up there, he persevered, and he got the prize at the end. But, you know, all the rest of them persevered as well. They all got up that Butter Tubs steep slope. They all persevered. And then what happened near the end? Almost within sight of the finishing line, the guy comes off his bike, goes down on his right shoulder, ooh, right onto the hard tar, dislocates his shoulder, lies down for a few minutes. People come along to assess his injuries. The rest of his teammates stop the race. They don't carry on to cross the finishing line at that point. He's helped onto his bike, and he cycles. Right arm hanging limply, left holding onto his bike, and he cycles. He made it across the finishing line. What a wonderful, wonderful picture of perseverance in the Christian life. When we fall down, there are people in the church, other believers who will gather around us, help us up, and help us make it across the finishing line. Perseverance. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Well, James has written much about patience, about persevering in response to problems with people or with circumstances. And an essential part of perseverance, of patience, is prayer.